Mama Teresa writes in and says, I think I've created a monster. I'm not sure if being a coffee freak my whole life has somehow passed down to my child, but my daughter has become a bigger lover of coffee than I am. It started with her trying to drink what was left in my cup when she was around the age of 4. I couldn't sit down without her going after mine because I assume I always had one of those in my hand. But my husband has always hated it, which has made her want it more. When you tell kids they can't have something, they tend to want to go after it, especially when they see it in your hands. Now, my husband is Cuban, so his coffee is way too much for her or for me, but it's low-key become a part of her day. She's just turned 10, and I wake up to the smell of French roast with her at the Keurig. It's like while she's getting ready for school. So it's so funny because I'm used to my husband or my siblings when I was growing up, when I'd have to cook, they would wake up to the smell of coffee or bacon, and that would bring them out of their rooms. Now, when I get up and see her already at it, it tickles me. Like mama, like daughter. She's got to have her Java. My telltale sign is that when we used to be in the cereal aisle, she would go crazy. And now in the K-Cup section, she has that same energy. I've created a monster. Mommy Teresa.
Your kid is 10 years old, and I look at coffee as somewhat of a, I mean, it's a light one, of course, but it's somewhat of a drug. This is a stimulant, and it's completely unnecessary for a child. Your kid is 10 years old to be drinking coffee.
Is it?
I'm
not a coffee drinker at all. Dobby drinks water. I drink water.
Well, Dobby drinks tea. There's coffee. I mean, there's caffeine in that, too. Sometimes more caffeine than in coffee.
I don't think a little kid should be drinking coffee. You're just doing it because mama does it. Like, if mama's smoking a cigarette, you going to let your kid smoke cigarettes, too?
You can't have your kid on a Newport.
Even decaf has a little bit of caffeine in that. I hope everybody knows that.
Aren't little kids hyper enough?
Yes, they are everywhere. Of course they are.
Is there a bad part of this, though? Like, is there, like, because I'm I mean, as far as, like, you know, because, like, she said something about the Cuban coffee. I know they do the Cuban coffee.
Ooh, that's strong.
And it's like it's supposed to be like an espresso, like what Ralphie May was talking about. It's like so many cups of espresso
to make whatever.
Right, so that's too much. But is this the K cup? Is it like more friendly or is it different? Is that a different?
No, it's still the same. It's a cup of coffee. I mean, certain brands.
I don't know what a K. I know I've seen the K cups. Yeah. I've never used them.
Certain brands are stronger than others. So I mean, you could be the kid could be drinking. You could be stunting their growth.
So
that's what I'm concerned about.
They don't have a kid version of this K cup thing.
I hope not. Yeah, it's called hot chocolate. I have the hot chocolate ones at my house for my kid.
Does
in case
it sound
you
like
want something.
This little kid is developing a dependency?
Of course.
If you wake up and your 10-year-old is standing there in a robe at the coffee machine, that's the way I'm envisioning it. I mean, maybe it's not like that, but if your kid is in a robe like, oh, today is a day I got a math test and sipping coffee, that's a little grown.
And then see what happens when your kid doesn't have that coffee. Like when Meredith doesn't have coffee.
Yeah.
It's a bad day for everybody.
For everybody, for the whole building. Emails are getting sent.
Oh, my God. It ain't no good morning. It's not that when you don't have the coffee. Is this an issue if you're a coffee lover? Like, I don't understand the weight of it or the gravity of it because I ain't a coffee dude.
Mm-hmm. I love coffee.
But if I came downstairs and saw my daughters prepping coffee and it was for them, I might find it weird. She said the dad don't even like it. So obviously it ain't the best of health.
I just looked it up and it said 14 years and under, you're not supposed to be drinking coffee or any type of caffeine like that. Because it could have some lasting effects if you're constantly drinking that kind of stuff.
That's weird. Because, I mean, I know with sodas and stuff, they got caffeine in it. And kids be all up on that like crazy. Lovers, like people who live for it, are you letting your kids get it in? And at what age can they start to enjoy it? Like, where it's not a thing. Where it's not a, hey, take a sip, now go away. I mean, like, you'll let your kid have a whole cup. At what age can you have your kid have? Listen, this kid is making him. So, Daniel's on the phone. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Hey, first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. You hear this coffee drinking with these youths? What are you thinking?
Man, what I'm thinking is she could be showing early stages already of like a dependency or a different personality. So therefore, when she gets a little bit older and her friends start introducing her to alcohol or you know, weed, anything like that, she can become highly addictive very easily than other kids can at her age.
From coffee?
From coffee.
But coffee's a gateway?
No. She's already showing an addictive personality.
Okay.
And she's waking up first thing in the morning and already needs that coffee.
Yeah. Well, I need to check my daughter then, because my daughter got an addictive personality to that Chick-fil-A.
That's an easy one to get.
She loves that. She won't let that go. So, I mean, Daniel, I appreciate you letting me know. All right, D is on the phone. Hey, D.
Hey.
How you doing? You said this ain't a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal because my grandma had us drinking coffee at like 3 years old. She explained the depth of the coffee, how to make it the size of the cup, how much more, all that.
At 3 years old?
So young.
Yeah. So every time we had a breakfast, me and my siblings, we all had us a cup of coffee. And we made our own.
Wow.
And we all love coffee to this day.
I mean, yeah, y'all was brought into it at an early age. You're talking about three and with your own cup of coffee?
I have a three-year-old at the house, and she is so damn hyper all the time. I can never. So maybe you guys weren't that hyper.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect our day or whatever. Like, I have one sister, she had, like, she has to have it or whatever. But me personally, I don't have to have it every day, but I love my coffee, though.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I have a 14-year-old and a 4-year-old. My 14-year-old, she likes coffee. My 4-year-old, she wants coffee, but I just don't give it to her just because.
Oh, okay. What's so why because not?
Because,
yeah, why not?
I mean, it's no reason. Every now and then, she'll sip for my cup or whatever, but I don't stick to her own.
Wow.
I mean, but it's no biggie if she's set for my cup.
Okay. All right, D. I appreciate it. Let's see. Amber's on the phone. You said both young kids drink coffee in your house.
Yes, my 9-year-old and my 3.5-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, okay.
It's an expensive habit.
Is it their coffee? Like, do they get their own?
A lot of times we'll just go to Dunkin' and I'll get a large and share it with them. But I am one of the moms of believers that with kids with ADHD, caffeine has adverse reactions instead of, it doesn't make them hyper. It actually calms them down.
Right.
So a lot of moms, first thing in the morning, they make their kids a cup of coffee. Less sugar, the better, but caffeine is good for kids, I think.
Okay. All right. Wow. Do people treat you differently when they see your kids enjoying it at that early age? Do they say anything? Like, is this a conversation you've had?
I've never gotten dirty looks or any kind of, you know, anybody making any remarks to me.
Are they making it this morning?
And your kids have been diagnosed with ADHD?
Yes, my oldest for sure is, and he would get it more than the little one, but the little one, of course, would get jealous and want some too.
So you have to share.
Yep, we share, and, you know, the oldest one, sometimes I do make him a cup in the morning if he asks for it, but not every single day.
But this is prescribed by a doctor. This is totally different. I feel like if we're talking about just, you know, the average 10-year-old, maybe they don't necessarily need a stimulant that early in the morning.
I'm starting to see so many people put this in here. I'm like, yo, this is a normal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids out there hopped up on that caffeine. This is crazy. I mean, not the ADHD, you know, regimen, but I'm saying there are many people who are, I've been drinking coffee since I was 5.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all responses up here.
I love coffee, and I started drinking in high school, though, and it started off with my Frappuccinos at Starbucks. We got a text in. It says, as a teacher, this is making me cringe because you're getting your kid all hyped up before they go to school.
Go ahead.
I think the big issue is what happens when your kid doesn't have it. Like
a monster
it appears. So yeah. Like I don't want to keep harping on Meredith, but you know, when you see somebody that drinks it all the time, you get the headaches.
Yeah, you do.
There's a lot of adverse reactions here.
My sisters used to get it with Coca-Cola because they would always like drink Cokes, and when there wasn't any Cokes in the house, you would watch them be different.
It's
like,
so sweet.
What is wrong with y'all? You're like, I just need my Coke.
And I'm
like, what's in the Coke? Like, I was scared of it. I'm like, why is everybody so crazy about this Coke? But, it's an addiction. Somebody said, last one out of 863 said, I spend at least $30 a week on coffee. I'll be damned if I'm about to support a habit for my 10-year-old child.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, that's expensive.
You got some money? No, you getting milk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.